Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
So we're now back with Troy, and we've covered a couple of very interesting things in your past, business, and then this seminar, which I found really fascinating. You're now dividing your time among three things. You have life insurance. I'm a good client of yours. The Civic, and I'm a good client because I've joined Joe Rotary because of you, and Radio also. Tell me about life insurance. How did you get into it, and principally your experience in terms of people who have done things right in terms of insurance, and who you think have not done things right. So first, how do you get in the life insurance business, and then a little bit discussion of how you think people are doing things right and how things are doing wrong, and maybe you haven't done it right, or maybe you've done it. Tell me how you got into business.
Cliff Myatt, who's former administrator of Fomento, is a very good friend of mine, and we decided several years ago to go into the mutual fund sales business, sort of maybe a part-time kind of thing. And we both went down and got licensed, and we met the guy who had been the owner of Isla del Sol, as a matter of fact. And that's where I knew him before we bought the company. But then I didn't do anything with my license.
Wow,
with
that was a long time.
Yeah, this was back in the 60s, I guess, when we did that. And then I was in a Bible study meeting, as a matter of fact, with a friend of mine, who told me that he needed to get associated with a local company in order to keep his NASD, National Association of Security Dealers, license active. And I recommended him to a good friend of mine by the name of Doel Garcia, who had a company involved in doing mutual funds and so forth. And so he went there, and then he encouraged me to come over, and I went there and went ahead and took the test for life insurance and the like. And then another friend of mine called me up at a time when I had just lost one of my major principals in my manufacturer's agency business, and suggested that I come over and talk to the people at John Hancock. And I did. And I told him I would be interested in coming to work for you if you can provide me with the proper software for doing financial planning. I don't want to sell insurance. I want to do financial planning. I want to help people to really think about their future and do a complete package for their retirement, for their protection for their family, for their help with if they get to the point to where they need assistance in daily living, the entire situation. And as we were walking out, the managing partner of that, John Hancock, stopped at his credenza and started looking through some papers and pulled up the fact that they were just getting into that. And so I said, that's the deal maker, so I'll come to work for you. And that's when I went to work for John Hancock back in 1996, and have been there almost ever since, except a couple of years ago I decided to step away from being a full-time agent with one company and be more of a broker, because I felt I had more flexibility in the products that I could offer my clients. So that's where I am today. And again, you do a very good job of your planning as far as people who've really done the right thing. I can't mention names, of course, but I would say that some of my clients who've really looked at what are their resources for their retirement years, what will happen if they're not there for their families, and also for what would happen if they came to a point in their life where they could not take care of themselves and need assistance in daily living, and therefore have looked at long-term care insurance. So that's the kind of person that I think is the ideal client, the client that I can feel most satisfied with, that has really taken care of everything. The other item that I would mention is for those who need it is disability insurance. so that for people who are under 65, who are still working, who would not be able to live on their savings if something happened to them, I think they should also have disability insurance.
And what has been your success in terms of somebody who, because they had insurance, you know, died or...
Never happened.
Never happened.
I have never had any of my... That's a good point for why people should do business with me. I've never had...
The fountain of youth hits you.
I've never had a death claim. I've never had a disability claim. And so far, I've never had a long-term care claim from any of my clients. They're all very healthy. And
but did you chose healthy and young ones?
Well, the companies pretty much decide who will choose. I've had people who have been declined, of course. But really, I try to serve everybody. And the company then makes the choice of whether or not they will insure.
But do you have clients in the 70s and 80s? Or all of them were in the...
All kinds
of...
When
I joined with you, I was in the 50s. Yeah. I was 50 years old. Not in the 50s. I was about 50 years old. So, you know, not that old. But yeah, you have insurance policies that came into... existence, people who are 70 or been dealing with more younger?
First of all, take disability insurance, for example. You cannot get disability insurance after 65, any company that I know of. You can't get long-term care insurance after 80. So, and life insurance gets expensive as we get up in years. I can't think of any of my clients who are in their 70s. I've had some clients who are maybe approaching that, but not quite that old. One of my most pleasurable accounts was a gentleman who had sold his business and had a huge tax liability because he was a U.S.-born or naturalized citizen, and he was subject to having a great deal of federal inheritance tax for his family, and we were able to get him fully protected, and I'm very proud of that, that we were able to do that for him.
Okay, terrific. Well, let's take a break, and we'll be back.